Greetings and good morning, Western Colorado. Thanks so much for listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. Happy Friday, everybody. It's 8 o'clock, and here's your local newscast for Friday, January 11th. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper called for universal background checks for all gun sales during his third State of the State address yesterday. He also touched on several other issues, including regulating marijuana, hydraulic fracturing, and reforming the state's mental health system. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Governor Hickenlooper began his address by acknowledging the hard times Colorado endured last year, including destructive wildfires and the deadly Aurora Theater shooting.
We have an obligation to prevent similar tragedies, to do good, to bring light to darkness. We have an obligation to represent the best that is Colorado. This isn't a Democratic or Republican agenda. It's a Colorado agenda.
Aurora's mayor, police chief, and fire chief sat in the front row as the governor honored their work in the aftermath of the shooting. Hickenlooper says democracy demands a debate on guns, security, and individual freedoms.
Let me prime the pump. Why don't we have universal background checks for all gun sales?
It was his strongest stance yet on gun control legislation. Democrats, who now hold majorities in both legislative chambers, gave him a standing ovation for the line, while Republicans stayed in their seats.
I am very, very pleased with what the governor had to say because it's just in line with what I've been talking about since the theater shooting.
That's Democratic Representative Rhonda Fields of Aurora. She plans to introduce a bill to limit high-capacity clip magazines. Democrats are also expected to introduce an assault weapons ban and other gun measures. But Senate Minority Leader Republican Bill Cadman says the governor's call for more regulations is unnecessary.
We already have them. If you don't believe me, look at the 12,000 people waiting today to get their backgrounds checked in Colorado for a legal gun purchase. So what he has to be talking about is private registration. Absolutely impossible unless our government's going to go door to door and demand an inventory of personal property. And God help us if that ever happens.
Governor Hickenlooper touched on a host of bills he'd like lawmakers to pass: civil unions, a lower tuition rate for certain illegal immigrant students, and a statewide standard for driving while high. He also asked for energy regulations to be fair, rational, and based on science.
What doesn't work is a patchwork of rules and regulations. Because of innovations in drilling technology, cheaper, abundant natural gas is helping to make America energy secure for the first time in modern history. While there are environmental challenges with this process, there are also undeniable environmental benefits.
Hickenlooper is a strong advocate for natural gas and has faced criticism from the environmental community for not doing enough to protect public health from hydraulic fracturing. Democrats plan to push through tougher regulations this session, something that Representative Dan Pabon of Denver says could be a sticking point with the governor.
I think that there's some competing values there, but I think the governor brought it up because it's an important discussion to have. Are we going to come to full agreement? I hope so. But part of the legislative process is going back and forth and having compromise and arriving at something that makes sense.
With Democrats in charge, Governor Hickenlooper is likely to see more controversial bills reach his desk this year. But he says that doesn't bother him.
Some have suggested a divided government, that is, divided chambers, has been a blessing for our administration. They say I got lucky, but I certainly don't see it that way. Our blessing was not divided government in the last 2 years. Our blessing was in the many relationships we formed with lawmakers from both parties and that you have with each other.
Relationships he hopes will come in handy in the years ahead. In one lighthearted moment, Hickenlooper joked that even though he's technically in the middle of his first term in office, he prefers to think of it as a quarter of the way through his administration, hinting that he'll be back for re-election. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
As KVNF's Capitol reporter Benta Berkland reported earlier this week, the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission has been considering new rules on specific aspects of oil and gas development. KVNF's Ariana Brocious reports that on Wednesday, the state agency approved new rules on how close oil and gas drilling can occur near residences and other occupied buildings.
Existing rules require drilling operations to be at least 150 feet from residences in rural areas and 350 feet in urban areas. The State Commission is now proposing a 500-foot setback statewide. In addition, oil and gas operations cannot occur within 1,000 feet of higher occupancy buildings, like schools and hospitals, without a hearing before the commission. Operators who do want to drill within those buffer zones will be required to follow further restrictions, including closed-loop drilling without storage pits, capturing gases to reduce emissions, and controls on noise, dust, and light impacts. In addition, operators have to notify nearby residents and local government about their proposed operations. Earlier this week, the commission also approved new rules for monitoring groundwater. Commission Director Matt Lepore says that the new rules amount to the strongest criteria for setbacks in the country and will hold industry to a new standard. But conservation groups were quick to criticize the rules, saying they fail to protect the public health, safety, and environment of Coloradans. Many groups pushed for at least a 1,000-foot buffer from homes and requiring landowner consent for drilling. Local environmental health analyst Theo Colburn presented testimony during the hearing. She asked the commission to consider the possible cumulative health hazards posed by gas emissions from drilling. The oil and gas industry isn't pleased with the proposed rules either. Colorado Oil and Gas Association spokesman Doug Flanders says the setback distances don't properly acknowledge the complexities of oil and gas operations. Flanders says the new rules will increase industry's surface footprint by making their operations less flexible and hurt other industries like home construction and agriculture by pushing oil and gas operations onto lands used for those purposes. The commission will make a final vote on these rules during their next rulemaking hearing in a couple weeks. For KVNF News, I'm Ariana Brocious.
The Bureau of Land Management is considering requiring cost permits for boaters who run Ruby Horse Thief Canyon. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that for years, the BLM has been working on ways to accommodate a growing number of boaters on the 35 campsites along the stretch of the Colorado River that flows from Loma to the Westwater Pullout in Utah. Last year, the BLM started requiring boaters to secure permits in advance for busy weekends, but allowed boaters to reserve camping at the boat launch during the less popular weekday trips. The weekend permits were free, but that will change next season. The Sentinel reports that BLM officials want to know if they should also require weekday users to secure permits in advance. The agency says having two ways to obtain permits is confusing to some boaters. BLM officials also are considering extending the hours in which boaters can pick up permits and letting them get permits online. Permits for camping between May 1st and September 30th will be $20 for a group of up to five, $50 for groups of 6 to 14, and $100 for groups of people between 15 to 25. The BLM says rangers are seeing more and more boaters each season. The agency will hold a meeting from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday at Two Rivers Convention Center in Grand Junction to collect comments about their permitting plans. January is Radon Action Month. Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas responsible for hundreds of Colorado lung cancer deaths each year. The colorless, odorless, tasteless gas enters homes through cracks in the floor or spaces around utility pipes and accumulates unless properly mitigated. Long-term radon exposure is the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers and the second leading cause of lung cancer in smokers. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment encourages people to test for radon in their homes and provides coupons for reduced-cost radon test kits. For more radon information and to get the coupon, visit colorado.info. The Montrose County Health Department will begin holding radon information classes for the public starting January 16th. Attendees will receive a free radon testing kit for their home. Radon information classes will be held in January and February at the Library Conference Room. Visit the Montrose County website for more details. And that concludes your local newscast for Friday, For the KVNF News Department, my name is Eric Gould. Have a great weekend, everybody, and thanks so much for listening.